Rabbi Shmuley, The Left's Crusade Against Holocaust Memory. By Shmuley Bodich on July 12, 2019. Many have long suspected that there is a cultural siege on Holocaust memory. The events of the last month, however, have all but proven it. A few weeks ago, during a live stream on Instagram, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who commands an audience of nearly 8 million followers on Twitter and Instagram alone, demeaned and debased the Holocaust by comparing the annihilation of 6 million Jews in Hitler's concentration camps to detention centers run by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, on the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are, she said, decrying a fascist administration and invoking the words, never again. On the following Saturday, the New York Times published a full-page ad condemning Ocasio-Cortez for her ignorance, inaccuracy, and insensitivity. The ad was placed by the World Values Network, the organization I founded and lead, which defends and promotes Holocaust memory, the State of Israel, and Jewish values in the American media. I organized and produced the ad precisely because Holocaust memory is ailing in America today. A study covered by the Washington Post, to give one example, found that two-thirds of American millennials are unable to identify the term Auschwitz, while one-fifth had never heard of the Holocaust at all. It was shocking, therefore, to see the fierceness and passion of those who rose to defend her repugnant remarks. Worse than being forgotten, Holocaust memory is facing undeniable assault. Indeed, with the departure of the Sabbath on Saturday evening, I opened my phone to discover we were facing torrential attack. Electronic tirades poured into our email servers as unintelligible rants clogged our answering machines. On social media, activists shared links to a crowd campaign bent on getting our hate ads banned from the Times. Coming mostly from kooks and anti-Semites, these messages were easy to dismiss. Harder to ignore were the ranks of leading political and cultural figures cheerleading Ocasio-Cortez. The Times' Charles Blow led the opinion section with a spirited defense of Ocasio-Cortez. The title of his column was Trump's Concentration Camps. Even the famously Jewish Congressman Jerry Nadler, D, of New York rose to defend not only her use of the term concentration camps, but her cries of never again. Still, none of that stopped him from defending his decision in a 5,200-word essay, published online and without so much as a mention of the words never again. Even Michael Godwin, the namesake of Godwin's Law, which proposes that as an online discussion grows longer, the probability of a comparison involving Nazis or Hitler approaches one, rose to defend her. Though he introduced the law to prevent Holocaust hyperbole, he's now become its greatest living proof. In 2016, this self-appointed Holocaust imagery czar urged Americans to go ahead and refer to Hitler when you talk about Trump. And, last October, he granted permission for people to call Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro a Nazi, after declaring in the Washington Post, sure, you can call Trump a Nazi. Even when the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, the highest American authority on the subject, unequivocally condemned the use of Holocaust analogies when talking about any other event, more than 140 genocide and Holocaust historians penned an open letter urging the museum's director to retract his statement. The controversy reached a possible peak this past Sunday in New Jersey, where hundreds of Jewish activists from the irreverently named organization Never Again Action blocked a highway leading to an ICE contract detention facility in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The mission statement, tweeted this past Thursday, underlines the group's belief that as Jews, we were taught to never let anything like the Holocaust happen again. That's a fair point. But by likening ICE to the SS, they're helping Americans forget how bad the Holocaust really was, which is the essential prerequisite for evil striking twice. Due in no small part to this chorus of support, Ock doubled down on her word choice, citing the expert analysis of the scholar Andrea Pitzer. In a recently released book, Pitzer took the liberty of defining concentration camps as the mass detention of civilians without trial. Of course, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the Cambridge Dictionary, the Encyclopedia Britannica, and the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum all disagree with such an oversimplified definition of the triggering term. Moreover, speaking to Chris Hayes in the wake of Ock's remarks, Pitzer would herself go on to suggest using more sensitive terminology, such as irregular or extrajudicial detention centers. Hayes agreed, "Let's just call them detention camps," he tweeted, "and focus on what's happening in them." Ultimately, Americans are not Nazis, and belittling the extermination of European Jewry should be, for any politician, an impassable offense. That such a mercenary and utilitarian approach to the Holocaust has become the call of a new liberal crusade, comprised of key media figures, dozens of politicians, scores of academics, and far-left Jewish activists, should be alarming and outrageous to those whose loyalty to the victims of the Holocaust forbids them from allowing their sacrifice to be turned into a political dish rag. Rabbi Shmuley Bodich, America's rabbi, whom the Washington Post calls the most famous rabbi in America, is the international best-selling author of 30 books. He will shortly publish Holocaust Holiday, One Family's Descent into Genocide Memory Hill. Follow him on Twitter at Rabbi Shmuley.